Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host this week, joined only by Tom. How are you, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad. Donnie's feeling a bit unwell. I've heard he's had dizzy spells. He's never been at the top of the table during this pod, so he's feeling a bit unwell. So he'll maybe be back next week. We'll see what happens in the meantime. Anyway, let's get into a bit of housekeeping before we get started. The Fantasy Football Royalty Rumble. Another game week has passed, another five managers have been eliminated, so that's updated on Twitter. You know who the 14 manager left are. Tom, you're in there, you're one of them, just one in the top half table, you're still flying high. In the next two game weeks, four more will be eliminated, that will leave us a final 10, and then obviously two more weeks, 2 months, etc. And it'll finish on game week 30, we'll have the winner. Also, if we go to our own podcast league, I'll do the top three before we move on. And there is only one change, and it's Melvinho move up to number three with 187.1 overall. Number two is Scott Prem Fantasy, 187.7. And number one, they've been for quite a while, is Feraldo Brendan Goodsnakes, also Goodsnakes salesman or something he's called. Goodsnake. This man, I can't see his full name. Anyway, he's top 1.882. So, Tom, we'll go to our score and rank this week. I'm taking it we both had green arrows. Yes.
Yep.
Right, I'll go first because I'm lower. So I had a grand total of 171 points, and that was through Butland, 8 points, triple captain Tav, 105, world record breaking triple captain Tav. I think there's been a triple captain, double game week captain that scored more points than that. I was looking online, nobody's been able to offer me anything different.
I don't think so, man.
Brown, 2 points, Beck, 6, McGrath, 10, Miller, 2, Armstrong, 1, O'Reilly, 1, Shankland, 8, Desser, 17, vice captain Mioski, 8. And all of the bench was Wickens for 6 and nothing else there. And that has took me from rank 113 up to 84. So back in the top 100. So over to you, your score?
I scored 181. And that brings me up to 23rd in the game. My team consisted of Carson in goals with 7 points. A back line of Yilmaz with 3. Triple captain Tav, 105. Cochrane, 1. And Devlin, 11. In midfield, I had McGrath for 10, Cantwell, 8, O'Reilly, 4, and up front, I had Bear with 16, Shankland, 8, and vice-captain Miovsky with 8 as well. And I also had Wickens on the bench with 6.
Okay, so the scores for the week, I know this goes back to last Wednesday, but we'll just quickly go through them, and then you can give us your stuff. Rangers, 3, Ross County, 1, Aberdeen, 3, Motherwell, 3, Livingston, 1, St Mirren, 0, Hearts, 2, Motherwell, 0, Dundee 2, Ross County 0, Celtic 1, Kilmarnock 1, Aberdeen 2, Hibernian 2, and St Johnstone 0, Rangers 3. So over to you.
Yep, so start off on the midweek fixtures. Aberdeen 3, Motherwell 3. For Aberdeen, it was Duke that scored the first one. Gartenman scored the second, and then Duke got the third with an assist from Shinney. For Motherwell, it was Bear that scored a penalty, which was won by Ghent. Bear scored the second with an assist from Ghent, and then Devine scored the third. Obviously, Bear's the obvious standout in this fixture. He's in some form. Duke also matched his brace. However, his minutes are at risk. He's not assured of starts. However, potentially that could change going forward if Miovski continues his, well, not a massive dry spell, but obviously he didn't score in the two games in this double game week. Looking at Motherwell, nothing from Spittle. So I managed to swerve that one because I didn't consider bringing him in for this game week. Ghent, playing as a wing-back. He's a 2.5 million defender. He won the penalty and got an assist. His last four scores are 5, 10, 11 and 6. However, Motherwell do face Celtic and Rangers in the next three games, so I reckon he's probably one to keep an eye on. Divine plays on the opposite flank. He's a 2.1 million defender. He's obviously scored the third. He's only played three games this season, so not a bad start for him. Potentially a cheap enabler there. And again, given Motherwell's fixtures, one to monitor for the time being. There's obviously more to talk about with Aberdeen, but we'll hold off on that until the next fixture. What's your thoughts on this one, Peter?
Motherwell's just, I suppose, it's fixture dependent. You mentioned they play Celtic Rangers the next three games. Some of the games might be harder than others, mind you. We don't know. Again, was the one I wrote down. See, Divine, do you know, is it the last three games he's played? Is that his three games since he came in the transfer window, or has he just broke through? Do you have an idea?
I'm not too sure.
Just wondering, if he's that cheap and he's going to start playing, it's going to keep running. That's kind of a really good enabler from there. I like an idea of a Motherwell defensive kind of access point to it. They're starting to kind of look a bit better as the weeks are going on. Not anytime soon. The same falls for Bayer up front. I think personally I've missed out on the points that I should have got. Now he's got two toughish games out of the next three. If he still keeps shooting boots on there, he's easy to keep enabler. If Motherwell finish in the bottom six, for example, it could be another one of these years where you're looking to have somebody in the bottom six a striker versus somebody in the top six a striker, and that could be a good one to bring in. But again, with the fixtures they've got ahead of them, it's more a watch and see, and Aberdeen, like you said, talk about later.
Yeah, for Divine it is game week 25 and then the two game week 26 games, so he must have just came in.
Right, so that is 2.1 million. He's probably going to rise this week, and if he's going to be playing, I'd imagine if you're looking for a really cheap player to bring in, guys, who you want to get your money elsewhere, that's one you could go for and just use a bench trick.
Yeah, that would be the plan. So the other midweek one then was Rangers 3, Ross County 1. Dessers with an assist from Tav. Dessers again with another assist from Tav. And Suter with an assist from Tav. Ross County won. It was Simon Murray that scored the goal with an assist from Brophy. Dessers managed seven shots on target in this game. I'm not too sure if I've seen that as high as that before in a single game. Lundstrom was actually second with a respectable four. Dessers, Cantwell and Matondo all hit the woodwork in this game, so it could have been a much higher score. Ross County scored with their only shot on target. Probably still not a team I'd look to consider at the time for the time being. So really unfortunate for Rangers to lose the clean sheet on this one. Rangers are obviously playing well. I thought Dessers would be a good option. However, in the following game he was benched, so perhaps a rotation risk. I went with Yilmaz this week, and just because I thought he'd offered more attacking threat than Suter. But obviously that didn't work out too well, never mind. Probably hold off on any further Rangers chat until the next fixture, which I think there's a few more talking points there. The only other point to note was Wickens still managed 6 points despite conceding three goals just to the sheer number of saves that he made. So I think it's 2.1 million, 2.2 now.
Maybe
not too bad, is that sort of cheap second goalkeeper option. Your thoughts on this game, Peter?
Sorry, that doesn't look there. Yep, sorry, what was your last bit, Tom? Because it was all quiet here on my side. You just asked
I was
me
just saying, Wickens still managed the 6 points despite conceding three goals just because of the number of saves that he made. And just your thoughts on this fixture.
Well, seeing the highlights quickly, it was kind of all Rangers. They were shooting for fun, like fishing a barrel. But that boy had some game, the keeper. So even though he conceded three goals, I thought he put a lot of saves off. And he's played pretty much ever since in your interim. Is it Doncic's new interim manager's come in? So he's a nice cheap bench goalkeeper. Let's just spend money elsewhere. If you're really struggling and you want money elsewhere, I suppose you could go down to him and use him. Anywhere else in Ross County, I'm not really seeing it. I think The squad looks quite poor. The manager looks, the new manager hasn't got the bounce yet. I know he's playing Rangers, so it's kind of hard to get a bounce if you play one of the better teams, but I don't see much there. The Desser situation, I suppose, top Rangers later on, but at the time when the new team news came in, I stuck with Dessers over Bear, thinking, well, we'll see what happens. Think you'd want to watch because he scored two goals, and then realising that Bear had matched him, so it was kind of as you were type situation, but fun at the time.
Yep. Next one then, we've got the start of the weekend fixtures. We have Dundee 2, Ross County 0. Tiffany got a brace with an assist from Costello. County still one to avoid. The Rangers goal was just a glimmer of hope. Wickens, again, the only player to keep an eye on or have as a second goalkeeper option. For Tiffany, he was obviously the standout in this fixture, but blows too hot and cold for me. Bakayoko wasn't a miss for my team. Obviously got rid of him in favour of Bear, which worked out well. I probably won't be going back to Bakayoko now. The sort of main attacking players in Dundee recently have been McGee and McCowan, and they've both been quiet, so nothing of interest there. And then with Dundee, recently, although they did get a clean sheet in this game, the defence has been disappointing. So I'm not too confident sticking with Carson going forward. But again, I won't be rushing to make a transfer for a goalkeeper. So I can perhaps rotate between him and Wickens for the time being and just see how things go. What's your thoughts on this game, Peter? Have you still got some Dundee players?
This spec, I mean, the people who'd stuck with Dundee dribble up on the double triple game week and stuck with them, a majority of them did work out because the player did a turn the week after. So they've got a lot of good cheap assets in. Watching Beck, he offers so much going forward. He's really unlucky sometimes. You see him, you know, he's pretty much playing as a winger sometimes. If his teammates were turned on, he may get more assists as well. But I'm kind of happy holding him right now. He's playing really well. But as you said, you've got the keeper, Tom, and I think I would rather do that keeper because I'm not great defensively. I've got Beck looking for attacking assets, not defensive. So the keeper, I would have make a change. I suppose we've got a backup keeper, so you can rotate if you want until the situation comes where you may want to make a jump if you get a transfer with nothing to do. The Bakayoko situation, yeah, I think now we did talk about this a couple of weeks ago when they brought in a couple of strikers in Mayne and Mellon that his minutes sort of might start to go down, even though he did well after they turned in, but we've got a bigger squad now. They're playing quite well, and I can see a bit more rotation. He's not exactly prolific, his goal scoring. He's been good this season for us, and they had him at certain times, but I think Mel had a better record, even though he was injured, and Mayne obviously brought him for certain reasons. So, probably horses for courses, depending on who they're playing. I just think now, with the money floating about in the game, and like Bear, for example, appearing, there is cheap alternative third-choice strikers you can bring in instead. But again, you could hold on by striking him, and every so often he will return. It's up to yourself.
Next fixture then we've got Livingston 1, St Mirren 0. Yenge got the goal. He's had two goals in his last five games. I think he must be a new acquisition for Livingston. However, Livy are probably a team I'd still be avoiding for now, just due to their lack of consistency. St Mirren are blowing a bit hot and cold just now. Mandron could be a cheap option up front at 3.8 million. He missed a penalty in this game. Had he scored it, that would have been three goals in a row or three returns in a row. Other than him, there's no real sort of clear talisman at St Mirren. They do have some nice fixtures coming up. They've got St Johnstone at home and then Ross County away. So perhaps Mandron or Tanza could be worth a punt. If you're hoping that they might do something there. But a punt is all probably that it would be. But not really much else to talk about on that one. But anything to add there, Pierre?
Yeah, Livingston's still a big no-no. The only time I'd become an interest in Livingston would probably be post-split when we'll see what the form's like then and maybe they can do the Great Escape and you might be looking for cheap assets. But until then, no. So, I don't know what time they do. So look, they seem to play well. They kind of stop-start. Not much interest, maybe apart from Tanzer's only one that I like Tanzer going forward. Unlucky strain, he's not there at the back of the other side, but I look at a lot of team makeup for a lot of the top teams in the Mega League. There isn't a lot of someone in there either, so I think that's probably the best advice I can give. Nobody's really doing much for them.
No. Next game, then we've got Aberdeen 2, Hibs 2. For Aberdeen, it was Devlin and McGrath that scored. And for Hibs, it was Boyle that scored with an assist from Malida. And then Marcondes scored with an assist from Newell. No player got more than a single shot on target in this fixture, which was concerning for Miovski owners. That's two blanks in the row. However, looking at his last six, his returns have been 2, 9, 8, 8, 2 and 6. So that still is decent form. Also, Aberdeen do have a double coming up of Dundee and Motherwell, which is in game week 30. And then a nice run up to that as well, which consists of Kilmarnock, St Johnstone and St Mirren. For me, I'll probably move in McGrath and possibly Devlin on as well. But in terms of Miosky, I think I'm probably more likely to keep a hold of him just now than get rid. In terms of Hibs, they've got the striker Malida. He's had one goal and one assist in five games. He's only 4.2 million. Marcondes was another player that we mentioned there. 4.2 million midfielder. Played four games and got one goal. These are probably guys to monitor for the time being. Hibs also have a double in game week 30, which is probably the best double of the lot, which is Livingston and Ross County. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Boyle, who has Fantasy Scotland pedigree, however, not been very much on form this season. But if there was some sort of consistency between now and then perhaps ones to consider for the double, but not a team I'd be jumping on just yet. What's your thoughts on this one, Peter?
Yep, I agree with you there. I've circled Boyle for a double game week coming up because I think watching the game, I watched highlights actually just before I come on this podcast, still in the background, extended highlights, and I thought Boyle looked the sharpest, looked all season, looked really good, getting a play. They had a lot of new players coming in, so again, like you say, let's keep an eye on these names you mentioned, just hopefully you see maybe progressing, doing well, getting better and better. Hibs are one of these teams I think I would like, from a fantasy point of view, to finish bottom six, so they're playing the kind of easier fixtures, and then you maybe can all go lump on at them. As for Aberdeen, you mentioned Devlin and I had McGrath. You had McGrath as well? Is that why you got a template for McGrath? Just for the doubles?
Yeah, I've got McGrath. I just try to attack the doubles and
I thought Miosky looked good again. Unlucky. Obviously, Devlin goal came from Miosky's shot, so he got the assist from that. If Miosky, I'll probably hold through. I think it looks really dangerous. And I think I'll just pick on a week-to-week basis with the rest of them. I haven't really looked at my transfers this week. Who's Aberdeen got? You got it in front of you? Who's Aberdeen playing this week?
Aberdeen have Kilmarnock away.
See, that's not the greatest fixture. I know we all could score, but then it's a McGrath. And I don't know. The Derek McInnes derby, I'll think about that later when we get to transfers. But yeah, Aberdeen haven't really. I thought they did more in an effect with Warnock there, and it isn't really kind of. They've not played particularly poor without being particularly great either, so it's just one of the things. We also don't want to sticks out to go for. I was probably fortunate I kept McGrath for double game week and he returned on this week.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really else.
No. Next game then, we've got Hearts 2, Motherwell 0. It was a Shanklin goal with an assist from Forrest and then Vargas got the second. Forrest looking good in this game, four shots on target. Unlucky only to come away with an assist. The Hearts defence are looking good. Managed to keep a Motherwell team that's in decent attacking form at bay. Unfortunately, Lembiska came off at half time and then Cochrane came off at 59 minutes. So Clark may be the safest Hearts defensive option going forward. For Shankland, obviously in amongst the goals, Forrest would probably be my second choice for a Hearts player. He's playing out of position up front with Shankland. And his last six scores have been 13, 11, 3, 10, 3 and 7.
Who's that, Tom? Who's that name you mentioned?
Alan Forrest.
Is he playing up front, right? Okay, Alan Forrest, okay.
The play Rangers next game week, so there is time to consider Hearts options. I think after that, they'll play Hibs and then Celtic, but they could easily score in those two fixtures. So plenty of time to assess for Hearts. In terms of Motherwell, not a lot to say about Motherwell in this fixture. Still keen on Bear, despite him not scoring this game. They play Celtic next, so you could probably see Bear scoring against the Celtic defence just now, given their form. So not in any sort of rush to kind of move away from him just yet. What's your thoughts on this game, Peter?
Yeah, I thought Hearts were well winners, well deserved winners. Shankland again, he just keeps on turning up. He's getting to the point now you could probably just auto vice captain like you auto captain Tav and need to say to 10 you'll win. People think about Shankland playing just next week and Celtic shortly after. I wouldn't be too fussed by him. He's proven already he is fixture proof. Shankland, he scores against all teams. And if he's still itching for his move to Rangers at the end of the season, then I'm pretty sure about to put on a show. They've not been the They've been better defensively, Rangers, but they've still let a goal in here or there, like Ross County and so on. So Shankland could be a problem for them. And the Motherwell assets, like you said, Bear. We've got a question in Spittle there, so we'll leave it for the questions. But Motherwell have looked decent. I suppose you've now got to put Hearts in that kind of bracket, whereas they're definitely the third best team. So when you're playing the Lotties playing them, you can kind of rule that one out. Hearts are going to win most games as well, so...
Mm-hmm.
See, Lombasca, was it an injury came off or just a tactical sub, did you know? Because I was away this weekend.
I think it was just tactical because...
He has played most games so far, so it's one to watch. I bought him in because he was so cheap, like a couple of price rises out so far. And hopefully mm-hmm. starts again. And if he also lost his place then it's one to monitor and maybe replace with someone else.
Yep. Next game then, we've got Celtic 1. Kilmarnock won. Kyogo got the goal with an assist from Ralston. And Kilmarnock, it was Watson that scored with an assist from Murray. O'Reilly, probably the standout in the Celtic team with three shots on target. However, no returns. The usual kind of turgid football from Celtic. Ida playing up front. He's still to score a goal from open play. And he didn't manage a single shot in this game. So, anyone looking to get on, I'd probably hold off for the time being. Apart from O'Reilly, any other Celtic players probably can complete a void for me. I've got Bernardo and actually stuck him on the bench this week as part of the bench trick. Very little consistency. And I think Celtic always offer the chance to concede, so I'm not particularly confident in the defence, particularly with the injuries that's there. In terms of Kilmarnock, obviously Armstrong's been a great player this season, but he's been quite quiet recently. I had to sacrifice him when I was doing the wildcard team for the triple game week, double game week. And I'm not in any great rush to get him back in until we kind of start seeing something more from him. Nothing from Van Veen yet. Again, he's still coming on as a substitute. It might take him some time to get to fitness. They do face Aberdeen and Rangers next as well, so... Again, a team to keep in and keep on your radar, but probably not one to invest in for the time being. What's your thoughts on this game, Peter? What's your Celtic analysis?
Gosh. it was quite funny. I was away for the weekend. I was in Killin, my wife, for the weekend away. And as I said, right, I'm not even bothered with the game. I'll not watch it. But I went to a wee pub called the Cooper Kelly, I'll shout out for them. And there was a guy in the pub sitting at the bar watching the game on his phone. So I angled myself to sit behind him. At a certain angle, I know it's a good fit, so I could see the football on his phone. So I was checking Twitter, he was watching, and he's like, oh, we're playing poor. I was like, blah, 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 it's not his pal. I updated Twitter or X now, and I see the goal. I went, mate, they've just scored, and he's like, no, it's still 1-0. Look, I went, showed him my phone, listen, I see it, it's on Twitter, you're behind it, it's scored. Like you said, I know it's funny, you can only laugh, Tom, if you don't laugh, you cry. The only player I trust out to would be Riley, I would not be jumping anywhere else. They look terrible. The back four shocking. There's better assets in Hart. McGregor's only one that's guaranteed minutes, I suppose, next to him. Formation change, Kyogo. I know Donny was talking about going in for Kyogo, but I would advise against it because Kyogo's coming, dropping deep.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bit of a shit show right now. I've seen it a couple weeks ago. You can clock things up and you go, this isn't going right. I wouldn't be going in deep in Celtic players right now. Unless he's a really upturning form in the next couple of weeks, I wouldn't be interested in it. There's no guaranteed clean sheets and there's nobody can run away when getting points. Look, Ellis with Palmer was going nuts for a while. O'Reilly was going nuts for a while. There's Palmer getting hooked at half-time, so nothing there for me. Kilmarnock, I thought it looked all right. They've been really good against Celtic this year. You're thinking about Ben Armstrong, but I haven't going to keep Armstrong right through because I think he will come good again. There's nobody right now that I see I want to replace him with. I've got other fires to put out. Was it the boy Watson that scored? He was in midfield, didn't he? So he's actually quite cheap as well for midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
So he's another one that, again, I wouldn't double up Kilmarnock midfield. So if he keeps his form, I can maybe take a sideways step to Watson if his minutes are guaranteed. But Kilmarnock Rangers, Kilmarnock, who have Kilmarnock used to Aberdeen? away for home next, and then it's Rangers at home. That's the next two games. So again, I don't see people would jump in there defensively like that. But Van Veen's the one I want to see exploding soon, so I can jump on him, because I think it's just a matter of time for he come into that team and start playing well. I was just trying to find fitness right now. But another one I worry on, if they do finish top six, which looks more and more likely, do you want to go for Van Veen, the top six team, when he's playing against other teams? It's just one to monitor as the weeks go on.
Yeah. Our last fixture then, St Johnston 0, Rangers 3. Diomande scored, then Tav penalty, won by Sterling, and then Tav penalty, won by Lawrence. The clean sheet was intact, which resulted in a massive haul for Tavernier this game week. Triple captains were in delight. I think the third goal bumped me up to 10 places, so I was quite happy with that. However, there was lots of rotation within the Rangers 11. Silva only managed one shot on target, and he failed to match the form of Dessers in the previous fixture. Barisic was in over Yilmaz, much to my disappointment, so there was no clean sheet for me. Butland or Suter might be the safer options there. And then Cantwell obviously came off injured at half time. Apparently it's a hamstring injury. So it's a situation to monitor there. We will get the Rangers team before the deadline. So I have to consider perhaps who the next best Rangers midfielder would be if he needs to be replaced. That's all from that one, really. Kind of puts me off getting Dessers, to be honest, because obviously the Rangers will have a busy schedule between now and the end of the season. They've still got European football as well. So if Dessers plays in the midweek game, then I could see Silva starting on the weekends. Despite Dessers obviously recently being the better fantasy option, I'd prefer to go with someone that's guaranteed more time on the pitch. What's your thoughts on this one, Peter?
Grudgingly, got to say, I'm at top of the league, this is what happens. We've got a wee joke with Donnie later on, we'll discuss that at the questions point. I'm sure you saw it online. Dessers is the one that, it's a weird situation, right? He's not guaranteed, but we do get to just team news, so I suppose if he's playing, you've got him, you don't take him out until the point comes where you don't see the team news and you can't take a risk anymore, because Rangers do play 3 o'clock Saturday, am I right? If we do have the have the team news, don't we? Let me quick look anyway.
Definitely, aye.
So, I mean, I've got two transfers and obviously I'm thinking, like, Dessers isn't guaranteed, I'll take him out. But if I see that team news on Saturday and he's playing, I'm not going to take him out because he's playing, there's no point. And then the week after's game week 28, and again, that you won't see the team news that week. So that might be the week, if he's not playing, as you said, midweek, full week, on that pitch. But again, Kamara's got a plastic pitch. What's the situation? I would need to ask Donny, has Silva got any lingering injuries on this, or is this when they start playing players who are used to the pitch? My advice would be, if he's playing, I'd just keep him in until he can't see teams anymore. Then you can move to one of the other players, like you said, maybe a Blair or Van Dien, if you start playing at this point as the game keeps going. St. Johnson.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
They offered nothing through what I've seen. Just Craig Levein, I think, was out cutting up that part before the pitch, trying to make it obvious because it was really, really bad. They're one of these teams, again, that you're just looking for maybe cheap players to fit other players in and use bench tricks. They're slowly but surely getting us away from danger, just grinding out points. But there's nobody in that team that stands out to me, like, let's get them in, because they don't score a lot of goals. And they've kept more clean sheets than normal, but there's other players that are attacking defenders who get in instead. And the Rangers, obviously, we've got a question on it later, so I'm not going to talk about who to bring Rangers. We'll talk about it when we get to the questions.
Yep. And then just to conclude then, we've got our top 10 of the week. This will obviously be skewed in favour of double game week players. No surprise that Tavernier was number one with 35 points. Then Ghent, who we mentioned at Motherwell, 17. Dess has also got 17. Bear at Motherwell, 16. Suter, 14. Leduc got 14. Tiffany at Dundee, 14 as well. Then Shamal George got 13 points with his penalty save. Diomande, the Rangers midfielder, got 12. And Obalaye got 11 as well. So it was one goalkeeper, four defenders, one mid and four forwards. I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary there. Tiffany got his haul of the season and that'll probably be him. That's about it, really. What do you reckon, Peter?
Yeah, the names you expect for double game weeks. Some names new, like Diamante and stuff like that, but as you said, and Donnie's mentioned as well, Rangers are rotating a lot, and they're going to be playing Europe again soon, so they'll rotate even more, so I'm looking for more nailed assets, but we'll get to that when we get to the questions. Right, we'll move on to questions then?
Yep.
Right, first up is for our very own Donnie. I'll just get to give him his place, because I've been doing the exact same if it was us. I'm not recording today, so I'm feeling under the weather, so I'll ask a question instead. Peter and Tom, do you wear socks in bed? Because I heard it's -2 at the moment. Think the fact
it's bad for your circulation, no.
There you go. Dr. Thomas Bolton. He who laughs last, Tom, he who laughs last. We've been here before. Even though all the traits I've seen looks it's going somewhere different, but here we go. Right. Next up is the FPL Liger, so he's got three questions, so I'll do them one at a time. Is it time to offload the Celtic assets? As we already kind of covered, I mentioned I only trust O'Reilly, so
yeah, he's only put I'd have for just now.
It depends who your assets is, I suppose, right? Because are you going to sell Kyogo after? If you've got Kyogo, are you going to sell him after he scores? Probably not. But would I go after it, bring him in? Probably not. So it's probably team dependent, but I wouldn't be interested in bringing Celtic players in until I see clear and obvious change in performance levels going up. You agree?
Yeah. I mean, if you've got quite a strong team, you might do, considering how many doubles we've got and people playing bench tricks and stuff like that. A Celtic defender is probably one you could always just stick on your bench. Hopefully, come down with the 6 points.
That just sounds stupid, doesn't it? Bench trick Celtic defender.
Well, they're playing Motherwell away. I reckon Motherwell could put a goal past them, particularly with Bears form. Dundee at home next. You kind of fancy a clean sheet at home with Dundee. Away to Hearts, probably going to concede there. Probably then at home to St. at home to St. Johnston, you'd imagine a clean sheet there, and then the game after that away to Livingston, I think you could hopefully get a clean sheet, maybe come away with a 0-0. Be happy with that.
What I would say is, MD who's got skills and he's played all season, he's getting a lot of backlash online. He's with his mistakes and his pass and his speed. And I know Brendan Rodgers can see what we can see. And I don't know if he might make the move to get skills at that team soon, because I read a thing online about Marco Bielsa talking about how your team started playing, how when it comes to it, Evan starts through the back and your centre-back's normally in this new modern age football. And if you watch Celtic, Tommy, I watch Celtic. I think skills have done okay in certain games, but he is. Like junior level player playing in the first team for Celtic, he's murder, he's passing so safe, doesn't pass it forward, takes his time, doesn't want to make mistakes, and I think a lot of it comes to him. And if Celtic want to improve their fortunes, I think they need to change their defenders That's me just talking a Celtic fan. Mm-hmm. Right, next up. Best striker after Miosky and Shankland. And in brackets, I can't get to Dessers, so he can't afford Dessers. Who would you go for?
Ooh, it's got to be Bear then, isn't it? Yeah.
There's the one. And then just a bench trick, clearly, and then we come on. And at a push, I'd maybe say Van Veen. You want to go down there before you jump in for him?
Nah, too risky.
Think so.
Mandron, I think. If you want to have a point.
Mandron's good or all.
Because he's got decent form. I think there would have been 3 goals in 3 if he managed to score that penalty. And then they've got St Johnstone and Ross County in the next two. So if you wanted to kind of have like a short-term option whilst you kind of rejig the funds in your team, then he could be an option for you. I think that'd probably be it. Unless you want to go for McCausland at Rangers.
He was rotated there
as well, so a bit of a risky one. I'd probably say Bear.
Bear's an obvious shout, yep. Well, I would say there is going to be a point where Van Veen's going to do Van Veen things and we're all going to miss it, apart from somebody's going to be a genius and jump on that week and get the points. But
Aberdeen and Rangers next. You imagine he's probably going to be on the bench for the time being. And if he was to start one of those games, then it kind of gives you a bit of a sneak preview and then you can kind of suss it out from there and then you should be prepared for the next game week if it happens. But then if we're all happy with our three strikers, if Miovski kicks back into form again, who are you going to drop in favour of Van Veen? That's a difficult one.
Okay. Next up, this is for you because you've got him. Keep Devlin or pivot? As Ross Gale would say, pivot.
I don't know. If he hadn't scored that goal, it'd be an easy switch.
Well, can I interject for 1 second? I would say keep him this week. You're going to get a price rise out after the goal.
Yeah.
So if you're not too sure, keep him in your team 1 more week, and then you can move him on. You get an extra point, 1 million out of it.
Kilmarnock have been quiet as well.
Yeah, it becomes Derby.
So undecided on that one. I did say I'd probably move him on, but I don't know. Given the other changes that I want to make in my team, he'll probably sit there for the time being, probably as part of the bench trick, I'd imagine.
His minutes are nil because he's not the captain, right? But he'd be brought in to be full back the plays. He plays nil every game. I would keep him. Aberdeen's got another double and 30 coming up, haven't they?
Yeah, Dundee and Motherwell.
So you must have fires elsewhere in your team. Take care of them. And then that's one transfer you don't need to worry about in game week 30. I've actually let Devlin marked in for coming in for game week 30, so that's the way I'm thinking. So he's a cheap defender. Right, next up is from Gavin, and loads of numbers after his name. After forgetting to make changes this week, I have triple captain still to play. Any suggestions when to use this? So I'll do that one first. So we've got one more double game week to come that I see. Game week 30. Have you got it in front of you, Tom? Who's playing double game week 30?
Aberdeen will face Dundee and Motherwell, both away games. Dundee have Aberdeen and Rangers, both at home. Hibs have Ross County and Livingston, which is the nicest looking one. And then Ross County have Hibs and Hearts. You probably wouldn't touch with it.
So just on hearing that fixtures, and we talked about it earlier on, I'm thinking, let's get the band back together. Martin Boyle, triple captain, double game week. I know that goes against every fibre in your body, Tom, because you hate Martin Boyle, but
I don't hate Martin Boyle. I don't hate him. I just think he's still dining out on previous successes and he has no place in my team just now. I'd probably say like
Miosky. That double game week.
I don't know because you're never going to match the success of.
No, you can't. No, you get to forget that. Really? You're not going to catch Tavernier's points for that again. So now you get to think to yourself: do I go for a doubler in one of the game weeks? Watch your form of the teams you mentioned going up to it and going right. Who's in form? Who's playing well? And go for it. Or do you look at Rangers playing somebody at home before the split that's really poor and going, I'm going to triple captain Tavernier?
That would be more likely my approach.
Yeah, that's a bit taller.
I would probably hold on until the double game week
and see how it looks.
See who's in form. I mean, if Miovsky's getting like, see if Miovsky gets a hat trick the week before or something like that, and you'd be kind of thinking, well, could triple captain him against Dundee and Motherwell. Not really a team that screams clean sheets, although we have mentioned Ghent, the attacking fullback there, but we're kind of looking more at him for his attacking returns and clean sheets, really. So, yeah, that would be my approach.
And he said, would you keep Dessers? He was my saviour this weekend, but he's had a taking risk and missed chance when he came on. I think we covered that. I would just say what I said last time. If you see the team he's playing, I would keep him this week. If he's not playing, then you can move him on to whoever you want. But then the week after, you don't see the team. And if there's rotational risk, then I would move him. You're the same, you're just on the exact same, you think?
Yeah, he's a hold for now because you'll see what the team is for the next fixture. And then just take it from there, play it by ear, really.
Right, next up is from Mail Stars 4. Time for McCloskey to go to a more upside striker, if so, best option. So we mentioned all the strikers through this. McCloskey was quite cheap, he was 3.5 or something to start. So if you put the money in the bank, it's Bear for me or somebody of a similar ilk. But I don't know if McCloskey's on the bench for that one game because he's retained a lot of his team. He's quite a young player, so he could easily come back in against Hearts the next game.
He retained quite a lot in that game. We had Barisic in there as well.
Just trying to keep things fresh, obviously, and he's a young
Silver started, then you've got that Oscar. The winger that McCausland was replaced with. So there was lots of rotation in that team, so
the same as their situation stands, if you see this and you see McCausland playing, no need. But if he's not playing, then you can make a transfer. And then obviously the week after again, don't see it. You're taking a risk of who you want to go for.
Yeah.
Right. And the best option, we mentioned players for the day. We mentioned the maybe you could jump to another winger Rangers, you could jump winger to winger and go for that one, play the kind of jump off and try that. Or Bear is a kind of cheaper thing. And best three defenders for upcoming games other than Tav. So upcoming games, let's say means next 2 weeks. I always think with the Scottish game, the defenders is a bit of a busted flush because Emdy can score against Emdy apart from Rangers Celtic normally.
There's nobody really showed any sort of consistency just now.
Yeah.
You could go for Tanza, St Johnstone at home, Ross County away, because he's attacking as well. He's not really returned that much recently, though. You've got James Brown at Ross County, Livingston and St Mirren, both at home over the next two. He offers attacking returns as well.
I'm trying to get a shift him this week.
Oh, yeah.
I think Ross County. As you can see by the fact that the limit here, it's very hard to get these players in that is guaranteed. I would probably just look at the fixtures and go, who do you fancy? Who's the form? And just going for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I always like Beck because Beck's quite as easy looks attacking. Now, double Rangers defence, it depends your team again. If you can get there, go for one of the centre backs, it's probably goals is more guaranteed. It's money dependent again. You said Brown is probably quite attacking, but Ross County are really bad, so it's you're having very, very little upside for the risk.
Yeah. If Hearts weren't playing Rangers, then you'd probably say Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, there's guys getting hooked at 59 minutes and stuff like that.
It's a hard one. That's why Donny said at the start of the season he was going to just try to put as least money in defence as possible and just have players that are playing, because you'll get the game, you'll get the clean sheets every so often at these players, unless somebody kind of comes to the fore with a good form like Beck did in the first half of the season and strained before injury last year. But that was
I definitely think there's more merit now in having your non-playing player in defence now.
100%.
One in one of your defensive options there, and then because there's far more options in midfield for returns than there is in defence. So it just kind of goes to show you how hard it is just now.
Okay, next up, a couple of questions from FPL Kenobi. First up, feel need to go Hibs and Celtic shopping? I don't know why. Despite form, they have extra good fixtures ahead. Who should be on my watch list? I'll go first. I'll just mention Martin Boyle because I think his form's kicking in. With Celtic, it's just O'Reilly. There's nobody else I want. At a push, what would be the differential? Kyogo probably won't be a differential striker now because people don't have him.
He's just so he's so deep. He's so expensive. He's not in form. I really don't see the attraction there. You're going to tie up a lot of funds in there. It's probably going to weaken other aspects of your team as well. Nah. I'd probably say the players that we mentioned in the Hibs fixtures to keep an eye on, because they're new to the game. They'll still be kind of bending stuff like that. And Boyle. Other than that, nothing at Hibs. And then for Celtic, I mean, at least you know Ida's on penalties, I suppose. But again, he's yet to score from open play.
And it's minutes guaranteed and
purely a punt.
You just need to take that. Sometimes that they get glasses off. Just go for a player who's playing up front for another team who's playing half decent. You mentioned the boys at Man, was it Mandron?
Yeah.
Players like that. You just need to take a punt that way. Hibs and Celtic, fixtures are good, but the form isn't. And I think I just answered your own question. The form's not good, so I'm going anywhere near it. Take changes.
Mm-hmm.
Rest a question for Donny next, and Donny texts me anyway. So, Maton just needs to be well. The FFS, Donny, does he need to go now? Cortez an option yet, or wait and see more? So, it was his reply. Let me just get my Twitter into my chat. Right, so basically says it's a tough now because Big Phil, as he calls him. That's his Big Phil. I think he's in the. What's that? Was it, Phil was in the reference about that. It was a dad on it, Big Phil.
That's right,
eight in the squad. The only real setters right now are Butland, Tavernier, Goldson, Lundstrom, and Cantwell. I think also risk. And you mentioned Cantwell went off an injury risk.
Yeah, he came off a hamstring injury. So
there you go. He's down to four names. Butland, Tavernier.
You see what happens, yeah.
And Lundstrom. So Lundstrom's the one nobody's mentioned yet. So that could be your sidestep move to Rangers minutes. But I always feel Lundstrom's is quite an unglamorous pick where you can get players who can be more attacking on the other side.
I don't know, because when there was lots of injury and there was a bit of rotation going on, the last Rangers double game, Lundstrom came away with quite a lot of points. And if Cantwell's out, he might be playing more advanced. And then in that game there that we just talked about, not the St. Johnstone game, the other one, he was second for shots on target with four. I mean, a lot of strikers and lesser teams can't manage four shots on target, can't manage one shot on target. So he still could be a decent option. I think he's fairly cheap and he's still quite high up amongst the sort of high scoring midfielders in the game.
Consistent minutes all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's one to watch. Right, okay. Next up is Matt Harvey. This is his first season playing Fantasy Football Scotland. Welcome. Hope you enjoyed it. Do we know all the doubles now or more likely to come after the cup split? I think that's this last time me and Donny were on. I think this double's all announced. It would be now game week 30. And the cup games are all actually Saturday games. So any teams who would qualify, they would just put them in midweek in the same game week.
Probably shifted to the midweek as well.
So it wouldn't affect any more game weeks. So the next one in game week 30 would be the last one, I think. And that's it. That's obviously weather dependent. We're now getting close to March now and the weather's getting better. Well, better for Scotland. And I don't see much more getting called off, so I think that would be our last game week. Agreed, Tom? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the last question is from FBL Bandini. Do you know why Spittle was missing on Saturday? And if so, do you rate him as an FBL asset now? I don't know why he was missing. Do you know if it was an injury issue or illness?
I don't know.
I didn't see anything online, so I don't know. I would have to listen for pressers this week and see if
Caterwell
tells you why. As an asset, yep, I like Spittle. He kind of does go along quite nicely. And he's one of these players, I think, he would become more in the front of my mind if Motherwell finished in the bottom six. Because they're playing this week of teams. But
he's been quite quiet for me recently.
He's done well, obviously.
Probably not one I'd be looking to chase after.
There's better midfielder options right now, but he can pop up with a haul every now and then. I just want to watch. Right, Tom, that is us finished. The fit questions, so we'll move on to the fixtures and our transfer plans. So, loads up something today. Right, game week 27. So we have six fixtures and we'll have team news early for five of them. So you'll be able to see a lot of teams here. We've got St Mirren versus Johnson, Ross County versus Livingston, Rangers versus Hearts, Kilmarnock versus Aberdeen, Hibs versus Dundee, and then on a Sunday, Motherwell versus Celtic. So you'll see team news for 10 teams. So that's pretty good. So upon hearing that, Tom, what is your captain, vice captain, and transfer plans?
Captain Tav, vice captain. I'll probably stick with Miowski because Shankman's playing Rangers. I don't really fancy going O'Reilly. I could do. And then my transfer, I'll be waiting to see what the Rangers team is. And then if I have to kind of move Cantwell about, I will. If not, then I'll probably be looking to get rid of either Cochrane or Lembikisa.
Either of his starts? Not bench him now.
Who?
Lembiska? Is that just bench him for the week after? No.
Well, what I'm thinking is I'll probably have both of them benched for this game. But I would probably want to get rid of one so then I can... I've kind of earmarked McGrath out for Forest at some point in the future.
All right, so you need to space for him. Right.
So I need to free up my third heart space in order to get Forest at a future date. So I could start making moves towards that. And if I did get rid of him, I'd probably just go with Ghent at Motherwell, or Ghent, and just stick him on my bench. Work it that way.
Right. Similar situation, we have got three Hearts players, but Den Holmes minutes have dried up, so he needs to go in midfield. So I'll be looking for a cheap midfielder to come in and bench, and I don't know, other defender, other player would bring. Lembiska could be the one for, you say, Ghent as an option. Divine maybe just bench trick him. But if Cantwell starts, I kind of want Cantwell in because I haven't got then. I've got three years, so I couldn't do it. So if Cantwell starts and Dessers doesn't, that's what I would do. Move somebody about for there. But if not, I'd probably stay the same. But I'd already Den Holm. Probably have him. I've got 1.4 million in the bank, so I could go to a cheap Kilmarnock midfielder or somebody else. I don't know. I need to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Very undecisive this week. And also want to plan to build towards game week 30 because I'm also going to have the bench boost to use. And I think that's a week. Is it game week 30 bench boost, isn't it? I think that's
a week. Double game week, yeah.
I think that's a week we'll use it. So Ross County, Hibs, Dundee, Aberdeen is the players to bring in just for the doubles, just for a bench boost. So potentially bring in Devlin, the ideal match to just bench trick him, or a Bernie defender, whoever the cheapest is, maybe double Dundee. No, they've got Rangers, so I wouldn't do that. I need to use one transfer. I can't burn, so I need to use one. So I might just use one to bring in a player who's got to play double game week and bench him, and that's one left to go. So without getting to game week 30, I would have four. And then hopefully there'll be a double at that point. Best laid plans, and then I can just use the best trick, not that. You still got a wild card left, Donny? Donny, Tom, is that your last chip, wild card left?
Yeah, I've still got my wild card to play.
Any plans? Just wait to see with the team dependent?
Team dependent for me. There's still a lot of unknowns. I probably want to wait until I know what a settled Celtic team looks like, a settled Rangers team. Kind of know what Hearts is going to look like.
I thought you're going to get Celtic's team with Europe. I think they're going to be more unsettled, so they're going to rotate. Bar the players I mentioned, unless you stick with Golson, Tav, Lundstrom and Butland.
At least in a few weeks' time, we'll kind of have an idea of what that kind of rotation looks like. Who's the league player? Who's the European player? If they're getting subbed, when are they getting subbed? I'll have more information on that. So I'd like a little bit more information before I start doing the wild card. I'm doing well without having a wild card just now. Exactly. So,
no need to. You're sitting 28th.
23rd.
I think both of them.
I'm in no rush to use it just now. I'm just going to see how things pan out and take it from there.
See, if you didn't have to use it, would you just use it like a three hit in the last game of the season type thing? Like with... You get all the team news and just go for it.
I've done that in the past and it never ever works out well
You get team news this time. We've done other team news before. You would see who's playing. You could just go daft in your wild card, pick two random players with mega upside. If you get to the point you don't need to use it, so I mean if you're getting all the weeks through.
Oh, if I get to that point, yeah, I mean potentially aye.
There's gonna be mass rotation the last game and you've got a free hit basically to put any players you want in.
I've done that in the past. in fantasy, and it's always an anti-climax. It never works out the way you think it's going to work out. It's like the games that you think is going to be high scoring, it always ends up like a 0-0 or a 1-0, and the ones you'd least expect, like, just explode.
Just an option fee, that's all.
Potentially, I could do it.
Son will pop up. Son's going to happen. The ball be one where you've got three or four players out, you're just going to go, I'm going to push a button. And that's what you
yeah.
That's going to happen.
Well, that's probably what the most likely trigger is for me. And you have multiple red flags all at once, and you're just like, you get this fixed, and there's no quick way of doing it. So wild card is your get out of jail free card. That's probably what the plan will be for now.
Right, that's us finishing. I've wrapped up. We will be back next week, and then another week off, because I'm going to the promised land, Tom. I'm going to Lisbon. I'm going to go and see the stadium and stuff like that in 2 weeks' time, so I won't be on podcast, so I'll send you the pictures in the chat, but obviously next week we'll be here. So I'll let you get plugs in before we go.
I am at @FFS_Scout.
Nah, I'm at Fantasy Half. Again, keep your eyes on the Twitter page, we'll update the cups and the last couple of seasons when that starts. And again, thanks for listening, we'll see you next week. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.